insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the third and fourth verses of this chapter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata wa hum bil akhirati hum yuqinun.
Who establish prayer and give zakah, and of the hereafter they are certain in faith.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
Indeed, for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made pleasing to them their deeds, so they wander blindly.
الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ Those who establish prayer and give zakat, or the poor rate, and of the hereafter, they are sure. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Verily, those who do not believe in hereafter, we have made their ugly deeds fair seeming unto them, so they wander bewildered. Now, in the beginning verses of this chapter, we discussed the emphasis put on the fact that Holy Quran is guidance, and even the Muslims and Mu'minun really need this guidance, because this guidance is needed for the ones who need to go up in this different stages and steps of perfection, and it is actually needed. Because without this book, no guidance is assured. Even if you are in the right path, this does not guarantee that you do not need anything like the Holy Quran. So, mu'minun are introduced as the ones whose belief in origin and resurrection is firm. They have set up a strong link with the Almighty Allah and of course His servants as the prophets and other believers, and they need the combination of guidance and glad tidings. And this guidance and glad tidings, which was introduced in the second verse, is possible only for the believers, and such a glad tiding is not available for others. And this makes clear that if in some verses of the Quran guidance has vastly and expansively been defined for all people, like chapter Baqarah, for example, where it says, a guidance for mankind. Its purpose is all those who have an appropriate ground in them for accepting the truth. Else, the arrogant, those obstinate, fanatic people are some blind-hearted people that if instead of some one sun, thousand suns shine on them, they get the least advantage of them. Why? Because they are intentionally staying on the other side. So Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. The second verse says, and these mu'minin are introduced in the third verse. Alladhina yuqimuna as-salah, those who establish prayer, and this is of utmost importance. And secondly, they give zakat to poor rate, the poor rate, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and of the hereafter they are sure. This means that these are three fundamental principles that all mu'min and mu'minun should stick to if they want to be from among the mu'minun. يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. So this is the importance of the characteristics for the Muslims.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, in the fourth verse, the states of those people who are not believers is mentioned. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Those who do not believe in hereafter, we have made their ugly deeds fair seeming unto them. فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. So they wander bewildered. So this is one of the most dangerous states which is mentioned. الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. You may remember that in the previous verse, the qualities of مُؤْمِنُونَ was three. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. These mu'mins, they are sure of the hereafter, and prior to that, they establish prayer and give zakat. So, now, the introduction of the people who are not believers is stated in this way. Only one of the qualities that were previously mentioned is negated. أَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. This could probably denote the fact that if you do not believe in hereafter, yet performing salat, giving the poor rate is not going to help you until you really believe in hereafter. Or else, you will be among the ones who are أَخْسَرُونَ, as introduced in the fifth verse. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.